T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matt Snyder, baseball writer for CBSSports.com. You can get a hold of him at Matt Snyder CBS, joining us on the Snyder Orange Hotline. Matt, how you doing?
I'm very hopeful and happy today.
I find myself in the same boat. I am hoping that they not only play, but they play and we have an exciting sprint to the finish line, I guess, is the best way to put it. But is it too little too late, do you think, for some fans that have just said, you know what, to heck with it?
I mean, I think, yeah, definitely some, but I feel like that it's very, very few. Like, we got so many comments on our on Facebook, on Twitter, on any social media posts about fans, about how angry they were and how they were done and they were so mad. But in order to make a comment like that, you have to have a lot of passion about the sport. And I just feel like once it comes back, those people are going to relent and give in and just watch. So I feel like while there are I think it's a non-zero number, but I just don't think it's a very high number of people that are definitely turned off and too little too late.
I think there's a lot of people that want to watch it. I don't know if there's a lot of people that are willing to jump in the car and go spend their money on it. So that'll be something we see maybe a little bit down the road. The other question, so, you know, has there been – we were talking about the media before. How is the media – have they put the protocols in place as to how the media is actually going to cover baseball?
The only thing I've heard is that there will be a maximum number of 35 per game – per stadium, and that includes like camera people, broadcasters, and so forth. And nobody's allowed in the clubhouse. From my perspective, if I'm not allowed in the clubhouse, there's no reason for me to go. I can watch it on TV and get just as good of a view. So I wonder if a lot of them, and I've also seen like, you're not allowed to be at the ballpark for more than an hour after the game. Well, usually it takes us a lot more than an hour to finish our game story. Maybe that time is cut down because we don't go to the clubhouse. That's actually a good portion of the time is going down to the clubhouse. But I kind of feel like a lot of writers just won't go, and it'll just be like broadcasters and camera people.
And that was what going to be my next question. If you just have the broadcasters, the camera people, it's going to be a little bit of a different and a weird scenario, but at least we got it back. So I had said earlier that the sprint to the finish, if it ends up with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Astros or the Cubs or the Brewers or some teams that are expected to be pretty good, if they win it all, it's a season we can say, okay, that team was best suited, that team was expected to win. Can you imagine if the Tigers win it all? You know what I mean? And they can just get on a lucky run where they go, say, you know, they win 10 out of 15 and it puts them in the postseason and they just get hot and win it. In a normal season, we wouldn't expect that. In this season, I think anything can happen.
There's the possibility of so many fluke scenarios here. I'm ready to embrace it. I'm ready to be excited about it. Excuse me. Jeez. It seems like the most likely scenarios is the best teams will be there, but the Nationals were 19-31 after 50 games last year. The Dodgers in 2018 went to the World Series and they started 16-26. The Mariners were awful last year, but they started 13-2. In a shortened season like this, almost anything could happen. And it sounds ridiculous when you say the Tigers could end up as the World Series champions, but it's actually like, it's a non-zero possibility. The thing that I keep going back to that I think is really funny is you can just see it now. the team that wins the World Series, their fan base is going to love it and go nuts and think it's amazing. Every other fan base is going to say that's fake news and that doesn't count and it's a season that didn't matter. So we're headed that way, that direction, no matter what. Even if one of the good teams wins, that was a fake World Series. That doesn't count.
Talking with Matt Snyder, baseball writer for CBSSports.com. The Brewers have been playing kind of roster small ball, so to speak, and being able to really make stretch runs for the last couple of years by the way they play. Are the Brewers set up to win something like this?
I've gone back and forth on them, actually. Like, so many times I keep going back and forth. Like, one of their biggest question marks heading into this season, behind Woodruff, who I love, and now he's not going to have a workload limit or anything like that. I was worried about the rotation for them, and I think in this season the rotation takes on decreased importance, especially early in the season, because pitchers aren't going to have enough time to stretch out. And since it's a sprint and not a marathon, there's increased importance on, once the starter gets in trouble, immediately go to the bullpen, and bullpen depth becomes key. I'm not sure about their bullpen depth anymore as much as I was in 2018, for example. You love Hader at the back end, and there's a few other arms you like, but like, when you get to the sixth, seventh, eighth guy, I'm not sure. But you know what? That's the case for a lot of teams. So I'm just not sure. I do know one thing. In a sprint like this with 60 games in 66 days, I think the regulars are far less likely to take days off. And when you have one of the best players in the league, like Christian Yelich, playing all 60 games, that's a plus.
The baseball gods have given us a kind of a weird scenario in the sense that we are going to have a DH. Now, is this something that's going to carry over to 2021 as well, or are they going to go back to the regular, you know, pre-COVID rules and then hash that out in the CBA?
There's talk for both ways, and like, I mean, for 2021, we don't even know that we're going to be clear of COVID-19. So, my best guess would be that we've seen the last of pitchers hitting and that the DH is here forever.
Yeah, that's because I enjoy the National League style of baseball. I enjoy thinking about double switches, and I enjoy thinking about a pitcher that may or may not go an extra guy or an extra inning and all that kind of stuff. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of fans, at least National League fans, are going to miss, is the cerebral portion of the game.
Somewhat. I just, you know, one of the things I always joke about is, like, anytime I mention the DH, the fan base that comes back at me the most is the Cardinals fan base. They're so enamored with the pitchers hitting and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, you just watched Mike Matheny be awful at the double switch for years. How do you support that?
Yeah.
I'm sure that some people are going to miss it. I don't think it's that exciting. And I think once we get some distance from this, and I could be absolutely wrong because we haven't gotten distance from it, but I feel like once we get some distance from it, a lot of the people like you, sorry, no offense, who said, like, oh, I enjoy the double switch, are going to be like, man, what was I talking about? Who cares? I could be wrong, though.
You know what? I got to give it a shot, I guess. I've been a National League person pretty much my entire life. Now, people in this area obviously grew up on Brewers baseball,
yeah,
and the Brewers were in the American League, and they've seen both.
Yeah.
So, and I know it's kind of a split decision here.
Yeah. I will say, for the Brewers, I think it's kind of a plus. You can DH Ryan Braun, and I think that's only going to make him a better hitter, that he doesn't have to deal with fielding at this point in his career. And I think he's like a prototype DH type, a bat-first guy that you always – he wasn't awful in the field for several years, but he never really had a true position. And I think Braun's going to – I think he's in line for a good season offensively if they DH him a lot.
I want to ask you, some of the top teams. You've obviously got the Dodgers, you got the Yankees, you got the Astros. The Cardinals are expected by a couple of games maybe to win the division, but it seems like it's really tight in the National League Central as those teams are going to battle one another, the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Brewers, even the Reds to a certain extent. Are the Cardinals clearly the favorite, or is this thing up for grabs?
I think the Central is the deepest and best race in baseball. I don't think the Pirates are going to be good at all. But the other four teams, I think, are going to be neck and neck. I don't see the Cardinals as a clear-cut favorite. Their offense was not good last year, and they lost to Marcelo Ozuna. Their outfield's a mess. Matt Carpenter couldn't hit anymore toward the end of last year. I think they're really good at run prevention. But, again, at the start of the year, I just starting pitchers aren't going to matter as much. So I don't love the Cardinals here as a favorite at all. I think it's a complete toss-up. And actually, I just saw Fangraph's projection. They just ran one this morning. Had the Cubs winning the division by one game and the other three teams one game back tied. If you, I don't even care who wins it. If you have all four teams within one game this year, that's going to be an unbelievable race.
Right. No, I saw the same thing out of Vegas. The odds just came out. They have St. Louis at 32.5 wins. The Cubs, the Reds, and the Brewers all at 31.5, and the Pittsburgh Pirates at 25. So that's where the betting line is. Now, I guess if you can stay a couple of games over 500 in a shortened season like this, that's saying something. But if you have that division that tight, that'll be an exciting race to watch.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I hope we get to see the full season. I hope it's that close. It's going to be fun. You know, we could end up with – what if there's a four-way tie? I mean, that would
right.
be unbelievable. You'd have to play all those one-game playoffs. And, man, we've had months and months of just crap. And I'm just really excited right now to see something and have some excitement.
That's probably the comment of the day. We've had months and months of straight crap. So, Matt, you dropped it on us. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes.
All right. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Matt. Matt Snyder, baseball writer for CBSSports.com. You can find him on Twitter at Matt Snyder CBS, at Matt Snyder CBS. Join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair, and they've been doing it for a long, long time, 85-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com if you want to become a part of their team. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.